Welcome to Act 2 of Agent Roland Doyle's Panama Adventure on this week's episode of Steam Spy Solo Stories. I'm Mark, and I'm going to be playing through a solo session of the game Steam Spies, which is available for sale at Drive-Thru RPG. The story so far involves my character, Roland Doyle, assisting a federal agency agent named Irene Bennett to scout the Isthmus of Panama for a potential route for the Panama Canal. However, an agent from the Shadow Bureau, Stelina Verca, tried to prevent this. Shadow Bureau is funded by the Transylvanian Transportation Company, so obviously they would want to sabotage America's monopoly on the Panama Canal, so they're kind of a natural enemy for this. That way they'd be able to control all the shipping between the Atlantic and Pacific Ocean. So Verca intended to do this by killing Agent Bennett, who is the actual American agent. But when she tried to seduce me so that I might try and help her, and I turned the tables on her and left her tied up in her hotel room. So hopefully she'll be out of the picture, but you never know. So now Agent Bennett and I are going to get a nice early morning start and head out of town and head into the jungles. We have an experimental motorized kite, which I acquired from Orasaku Artificials on my first mission. So we'll be using that, I assume, to get a nice aerial view of the land. That was the whole reason for getting it. And actually, since I have experience flying the thing, if you missed it, I flew it out of Amsterdam to try and get away from the bad guys there. So it would make sense that I'm the one who flies it. I would also assume that the federal agency probably rigged it with some kind of camera so I can get some aerial reconnaissance photos of the landscape, which is really kind of what they're after. So we'll probably need a nice bluff kind of overlooking the top of the jungles. I'm assuming this thing's going to take off kind of like a hang glider, essentially. Irene will be there monitoring me from the ground. Really, there isn't really any kind of wireless communication. We wouldn't run a wire from me. So I don't think I would have a verbal connection with her. Maybe she has some signal flags or something that she can send some basic messages to me if anything becomes necessary. But that would probably be about it. First thing I'm going to have to do is see if I can take off without hurting myself. So if this thing does work like a hang glider, I'll have to get a good running start and launch myself off the cliff and then really quickly activate the motor to kind of propel myself and stay in the air. It's probably a pretty normal task, so I'm going to say it's a difficulty of 6. Then I'm going to take on the racer roll, and I roll a 8. Oh, beautiful. Okay, yeah. So get a running start. Jump, click, and boom, I sail gracefully into the clear morning sky over this lush jungle canopy below me, flying over the trees. Now, once I get into the clear, I'll probably have to get the engine going, so I'll probably be able to zoom up, get a little altitude, get as much as I can anyway, and start taking some pictures. It's probably pretty easy to take the pictures, but the better I do, the better quality the pictures will turn out. So I'm going to take on the navigator role and just see what I can get. That's a 6. Okay, 6 is the equivalent of a normal difficulty, so I would say I probably take some acceptable photos. They're normal. They're not outstanding, but they're enough that probably a good engineer should be able to look at this landscape and get an idea of which routes would be best to dig the canal out of. Probably following some established waterways as much as possible. Meanwhile, I can't have this going too easy. Something should be going on here. Let's see if Stelina has escaped from being tied up in her hotel room. The story cipher says yes, so she has escaped. And now, I know I probably should have done something more permanent with her. Kill her, it was a little crass, but I could have had her arrested or something. But even then, it was too early. You don't want to waste a good antagonist, so I wanted to... Part of me, I guess, kind of wanted her to have a chance to come back. So, the question is, was she able to follow us into the jungle? Is she around? Is she... could she be a menace? And since she's loose, I'm going to say this is tense. So, and it's another yes. So, yes, she has escaped. She has followed us, so she is out here somewhere, lurking around in this jungle watching us. Since she's trying to sabotage this operation, you know, I'm betting my kite is way up there. I'm going to be very visible. So, I think I would be the obvious target here for her. I think she's going to try and shoot me out of the sky. Maybe she's using rockets. That would be nice and dramatic. Okay, so I'm flying peacefully along and suddenly I hear shh, and this rocket kind of comes out of nowhere. And, okay, I'm going to have to try and dodge it. So I'm going to be using my fainter roll. That's against her analyst. And I roll a 5 against her 7. Ooh, that causes 2 points of damage. And I'm going to say the damage went to the kite, since it's the bigger target. Anyway, that would make sense. So I probably tried to dodge it, not enough. And the kite takes 2 damage. Now, the kite can only take 3 damage. So if it's hit one more time, I'm falling out of the sky. Meanwhile, what happened? Where's Irene? Is she still around? Or did Stelina get to her first? That's the way to phrase the question here. Very tense situation. And I roll yes, but. So yes, she did get to her, but she hasn't. She hasn't killed her. She hasn't attacked her. She's just, she's probably captured her. She's grabbed her. She's holding her for leverage. So Irene is captured and Stelina is trying to shoot me down. Okay, so I'm on my own. I'm unarmed. And I'm a sitting duck up here. So I am just going to try and turn this thing around. And I'm just going to try and dive bomb straight at Stelina. Meanwhile, she's pointing the next rocket at me. And so the next roll... it's a tie. Okay. So it hits, but it doesn't do any damage because there's nothing, it didn't exceed the number, so there's nothing to do damage. So what I can say is it hit the kite again, but it hit the exact same spot. So the rocket just went through the exact same hole that was already there. So close, scary, but no real, I'm not dead yet. For the next attack, I'm going to say that I'm close enough to hit her this time. I'm going to take a... pugilist attack, just trying to kind of swing in and kick her while she uses her last missile. Oh god, I miss. Her rocket hits. But I'm gonna burn a plot twist here and say, okay, her rocket coming at me right towards my face. I can see it's gonna hit. I can't get away. So I kind of slap a quick release on my belt. I drop out of the kite just as the rocket hits it and blows up the kite just as the burning wreckage swoops down and crashes into her. So she takes all the additional damage that I was about to take. However, it's not enough to slow her down. She's kind of singed, she's bruised, but she is still coming. So as I land on the ground, I'm kind of going to roll to my feet. And she's coming through the jungle with fists swinging. Probably doing that cocking her muscles thing that Henry Cavill did in Mission Impossible. She's ready to hit me, and let's see how she does. Ooh, yeah, she hits hard. So I go flying back. God. Okay, you know what? I'm going to pick up a piece of broken kite. So find like a, maybe there's a good-sized stick or something. don't know if it's kite or if it's a log, something. So I have a weapon, basically. What this is going to do, this is going to activate my melee skill, because I now have a weapon. And because I have a weapon, that deactivates her hand-to-hand skill. So she's a little bit outmatched now. It's not much of a bonus, but hey, it's something. Hopefully it'll be enough. So she swings again. And, okay, this time I block it with the glove. So I got it. Not by much, but she took a little bit. She's still up. So she's gonna keep swinging, I guess. She's determined. Okay, I hit again, just barely, kind of chipping away at her. It's still really close. One good hit, and I'm out of it. But she is. Hopefully, I have her on the rope. So I'm just gonna take another swing. Just kind of keep clubbing at her with this stick. Okay, all right, there we go. That was enough. So I finally connect, and boom, knock her off her feet. She is down, and she's... I don't want to completely knock her out, but yeah, she's out. But I want to be able to question her, so I'm going to walk up to her, stick in hand with that give-me-an-excuse look. And this is where she's going to try and use her leverage. If you kill me, you'll never find where your agent Bennett is. Where is she? If you let me go and give me that camera with the film that you just took, I will tell you how to find her. I'm going to try to reverse intimidate her. Let's see how it goes. Nope. No, she's too strong-willed. But is she really going to tell me where to find her, Irene? Or rather, is she not going to tell me where she is? Remember, you always want yes to be the most dangerous answer. This is very tense. And no, but. So no, she's not going to not tell me where she... She's not going to lie. She's not going to lie. That's the way I should have been phrasing this. So she is going to tell me, but... But she is about to be killed, so I have very little time to save her. Her people have taken her somewhere, and they're about to kill her. So that's the danger. So I have no choice at this point. I couldn't intimidate her, so I will hand over the camera and let her back away. She's not going to say anything until she knows she can get away from me. So she's going to wait till she's out of range, so I can't do any kind of retaliation. And when she is, I'm going to make sure. I'm going to yell, "Hey, where is she?" And she'll yell back the address of a warehouse. If you hurry, you may even get there in time to see her die. I yell back and do one of those menacing, bitchy laughs. Then I'm going to throw in a plot point. Or plot twist, rather. And say that before I handed her the camera, I activated the self-destruct mechanism. And I'm going to turn and walk away just as the jungle behind me where she ran off explodes in a big fireball. A little petty. Maybe not worth a plot twist, but I liked it. So there, it happened. That's going to be the end of Act 2. For those of you keeping track, I succeeded at 3 different roles. During the fight, I used the same skill a lot because I just had to get through it. So that only counts as 1. So I only did 3 different ones. That gives me 3 more plot points. And in this case, I am going to spend those 3, and I'm going to buy a plot twist. I'm going to replenish one of the ones I spent here. But I hope that you're still enjoying this as much as I am. I'm having a great time, so I hope you are too. And I hope you come back. So come on back for the next exciting Steam Spy Solo Stories.
And that's it for this episode of Tabletop Radio Hour. Like always, you can find this episode on soundcloud.com/tabletopradiohour and on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter @tabletopcast if you have any questions or comments. You can join us over on facebook.com/tabletopradiohour for regular updates. We also have an email address that is tabletopradiohour@gmail.com. Our website, tabletopradiohour.wordpress.com. You can find information about our Patreon page on our website. I want to thank you all for listening, and keep rolling 20s.